Welcome back. We're so glad you're here for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing her inspiration with us is Amanda Kamau from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I was sitting on the living room floor, hanging out with friends and eating snacks. A piece of popcorn rolled off my lap onto the floor. I picked it up and put it in my mouth. I thought nothing of it, but later, when I didn't feel well, I wondered if there had been some germs on the popcorn when I'd eaten it. This was a strange thought for me because, as someone who grew up attending the Christian Science Sunday School, I'd learned that God is all and all good. And this meant that something like germs or sickness couldn't have power or even exist, since a God who is good couldn't create anything bad or harmful. And as God's spiritual creation, I live in God's universe. I kept going back to the spiritual fact that health and goodness are real, so germs can't be. But there was still severe discomfort in my throat. I spent some time reading the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. As I did, this statement stuck with me. When this mental contagion is understood, we shall be more careful of our mental conditions, and we shall avoid loquacious tattling about disease as we would avoid advocating crime. I began to think about the thoughts or mental atmosphere that surrounded me. I realized that since moving to the city where I was living, I had been taking advice about certain hygiene measures that had seemed wise at the time. These hygiene rules had all seemed like fairly normal things to abide by. But as this deeper understanding of what I had been believing and the effects of that belief came to light, it became clear that abiding by these commonly accepted rules was subtly influencing me to believe in a power, sickness, that could do something bad to me. I realized that instead of giving in to these fears, I could accept the spiritual and only reality that good is all that exists. After I had this realization, the symptoms of a sore throat left almost immediately. This healing has had a big impact on me. Since then, I've been going about my life with a lot less fear, and I better understand that I live in God's universe where God is truly the only power.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.